This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground. The camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure.
Good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know my voice already. It's Levin Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I don't have a clue what you're out there doing at 11 o'clock, but whatever it is that you do, I'm happy that you are doing that do and that you decided to do that do with me. All right. I know there's a whole lot of crazy things that you want to talk about out there. Join me tomorrow. I'm going to be talking about the Christopher Columbus statue, and I'm going to tell you exactly how I feel about it. I'm sure many of you out there already know how I feel about it. It is because, you know, it is never as simple as we see it. That is always one of the things I try to get people to understand, particularly when we talk about law enforcement, when we talk about security, when we talk about forces and the way they react or the way they respond and the reason they respond the way that they respond when they respond to the things that they respond to. And so I'm not going to talk about Christopher Columbus today. I am saving that for tomorrow. I assure you, you do not want to miss that show. So make sure, it's, you know, set your radios early. I don't know what you do. Put on your alarm, whatever it is that you do. Because we want to make sure we talk about that, right? That is, in my mind, a matter of national importance. And I think the importance become national because many of the persons that are actively in public life today have also called for the removal of the statue. And so when you consider what that does to the psychology of people who have been oppressed for many years, not necessarily by white people, right? Largely by their own kind, those people in their quest to look for empowerment, feel the need to blame somebody. And when people in prominence or in position kind of channel that energy and anger towards something else, they lash out at that thing. But again, I'm not talking about the Christopher Columbus thing today, because I want to make sure that for the rest of the month of October, all right, I intend to carry out a series of shows every Tuesday. Now, I want to say this. I'm going to say this three times, right? And then I want you to tell me what happens when I say it. Tough titty, said the kitty, but the milk is still good. Then there are some people that says, tough titty, said the kitty, when the milk ran dry. So tough titty, said the kitty, but the milk's still good. You can use that. Or you can say tough titty, said the kitty, when the milk ran dry. And both of those terms would be appropriate, right? So I thought about how I would do it in the month of October, and I wanted my Tuesdays to just be Titty Tuesdays, because this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and if you follow me in social media, you will know that I am very adamant about my support for titties. I particularly support them every Tuesday, expressly in the month of October. But if I said the word titty or tried to make a series of it, that may be deemed inappropriate. Although tough titty said the kitty, but the milk is still good is a wonderful little line that we can use in poems for children. If I tried to say it on the radio, they may give me hell about it. So I'm not going to say that I'm doing a series called Titty Tuesdays during the month of October. I am going to call them Tata Tuesdays. And because I'm a novice in breast cancer awareness, because I'm a novice with the challenges of breast cancer, I'm inviting you, the listening audience, to tell me about your stories with breast cancer. The closest I have come to it, I've been advised that the ratio of women affected by breast cancer in the Bahamas as a consequence of the BRCA gene is this, that 9 out of 10 Bahamian women have had an encounter with, whether through their own experience or being immediately involved with or attached to, someone that has suffered breast cancer or the symptoms of breast cancer. That number is astonishing. And so if that is the case, then that means many people around here want to talk, need to talk, would like to know, or need information on what they can do with regards to breast cancer. And let me also say that I'm going to be inviting guests for the remaining 3 Tuesdays I think there is in this month. Because what better day to talk about the Tatas than Tuesday, right? And so I hope this morning that I can get you to give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Let me say those numbers again. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. You can call me on those. You can text me on 422-4796. Now, the closest I've ever come to breast cancer, this is just Levin Miller. You can call me, 323-6232. Is my grandmother. That's actually the only breast cancer person that I know in my life. So when I found out that the ratio of women affected in the Bahamas, either directly or indirectly by breast cancer, was 9 out of 10, I realized then that I must live in a vacuum, because as far as I was aware, I didn't know that it was that prevalent a thing. And I had a wonderful opportunity. If you know me, I'm very firm in my awareness raising of breast cancer. If you know me in real life, you know that I had on a pink shirt every day this month. And if I can get some sponsors, who knows, maybe I will have a pink shirt on every day for the rest of the month, right? But my plan is to wear a pink shirt every day in the month of October. So if you see me, that's why I look the same often when you see me in the month of October. And it's something I came up with this year, so that's what I'm doing. But I remember that being a very interesting journey for my grandmother, and I remember her not finding out that she had breast cancer until she was 64 years old. And of course, if you know me, I'm a stone child, removed away from all things emotional, and I really don't care very much for emotions or emotional responses. I really don't have space in my head for them. So my natural position was, well, just, you know, Jesus promised you tree score and 10. You didn't get the tree score and half the 10. I don't really know what you're going for. Leave the breast, see if you can live your life, right? And I learned later that maybe that was an insensitive thing to say. Because apparently it's painful and irritating and the whole 9 yards, right? And then I didn't even know that some people could actually sit there and watch the breast rot while it is still attached to their body. These are all things that I was completely unaware of. Anyway, well, my grandmother decided at the age of 64 that she would go and have a single mastectomy, right? And so they removed her right breast. And I, again, didn't think about the struggle it was. And I thought about all of this after hearing women over the weekend talk about losing their breasts and the struggle with breasts and that kind of stuff. And I thought to myself, I said, well, you know, the only person I had ever witnessed go through it is a 64-year-old woman. At the time, she really didn't even, you know, have use for breasts, like, in the colloquial term, right? So, I mean, because she was a Grammy. Grammys don't really need breasts. What do they do with them, right? And she, but she lost one. And she kind of went on through her journey. But then I remember there was the whole journey of trying to fit the necessary paddings, trying to fit the necessary accoutrements, you know, finding a bra that would not make it look obvious. And so she adopted this look where she kind of just always wore a shawl, right? And people thought that it was, I don't know, prophetic maybe, but there's nothing prophetic about it. She used to use it to cover the fact that she had had a mastectomy. And so I realized that there are many women that are struggling through this process. Luckily, science is what science is. And so a lot of women are opting to do the deconstruct, reconstruct. And I'm just learning all of this stuff. This is new and pink to me, right? And so nowadays, women no longer have to kind of suffer through, I guess, the headache of not having the breasts that I guess we all love and cherish and admire so much, right? I mean, they are like the tassels of a woman. They are the filigree of a woman. These are all words. You can go check them. You know, these are the things that kind of give her presence in the room, so to speak. And losing them, particularly at the prime of your life, 35, 40, right? I couldn't have imagined that maybe that is something that is terribly mentally stressful to women. And now I learned over the weekend, right? And you can call me 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259. You can share your story. I have both my breasts with me because I also understand that men in the Bahamas are popping up with traces of breast cancer these days. I wish to say that I feel my breasts on. They feel very good to me. And I would come and feel your breasts if it helped with being able to discover, you know, lymph nodes and that kind of stuff. I would happily offer my assistance to whomsoever will. But, or is it whosoever will? Whosoever will, right? And yeah, now I'm just finding out that women as young as 25 need to go and have their breast check. And it's the strangest thing to me. If I sound in amazement here, please bear with me. But I mean, because at 25, you kind of just get breasts, right? Like breasts are new, they're shiny, you know, they kind of hold themselves up. They, you know, they're perky and everyone wants to look at them. But and to think that at 25, your breasts could be killing you is an interesting thing. And so I think public awareness is something that we ought to try to raise. I think story sharing is something we ought to try to raise. Because you may be going around thinking that there is no support when the fact is people just don't know your struggle. Like, I was unaware. I like breasts, sure. I care about them because I feel like they care about me. Great. But I wasn't aware that women were having infections of breast cancer at this alarming rate. I mean, this is beyond alarming. 9 out of 10 is almost 90%, right? It is 90%. And so that is an interesting thing, all right? And then I was kind of proud, if so to speak, to listen to women talk about deciding that, hey, you know, I'm not going to let breasts kill me. I'm just going to take them both off. Yes, I know that I only, you know, have affected in one breast, but I'm not going to give the second one a chance to kill me, which is exactly what happened to my grandmother. So my grandmother was diagnosed at, what did I say, 64, and she took the one breast off, the right breast, and literally at 74, 10 years later, when they had said that she was, or had gone into remission, literally breast cancer came back for her. This time, not just as breast cancer, but as breast cancer, and I think cancer of the stomach and of the intestine, right? And having to then watch her then, as an old bird, go through the struggle of trying to fight the most tumultuous battle, I argue, with cancer, because we had already seen her with the burnt black look and the bald head and all that stuff in her 60s. But as a family, I can kind of tell you, we almost forgot about it, because literally by the time she was about 66, 67, she had pretty much beaten it. It was pretty much regulated, and she had gone back to living normal life, minus the breast. And then at 74, 75, breast cancer, and she had gone into remission and taken out the porta-cat and all that other stuff. But breast cancer then came back and visited her in a way that was so tumultuous, her body simply could not handle it. And if you know the story, I lost my grandmother at 76. It was to breast cancer along with a correlation of other cancers. But the part that I want to get to is the part where she started altering medication or being prescribed medication that then triggered emotional imbalances, right? So she, and I can talk about it, she's dead. I don't think it's offensive, so hopefully I'm not offending anybody in my family. But then she went through like emotional imbalances in her life, largely due to the fact that the woman was on about 24 pills per day. And that may have been two times a day, because I don't pay attention that well. But these are the struggles that women are going through in the country. It was daunting to me to learn that women as young as 25 are going through this. This is crazy. And so I want to give you all the chance to kind of come out here and tell us your story and tell us about the people that you know. And I've told you about the person that I know, because that's the only one that I know, right? But I still support breast cancer, because I am the grandson of a woman that beat breast cancer only to have breast cancer come back in a second round and wipe the clock clean for her, all right? I see I got a call on the line. Let's take the call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Is the call there?
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just want to thank you, just call to say thank you very much for choosing to highlight today, you know, to highlight breast cancer on today's show.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I lost a sister at 44 years old in the prime of her life several years ago, probably about 10 years ago now. Time goes so fast.
Yeah.
But it was a very traumatic experience for me. As a nurse, I had to help her through it.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched her go through the stages, and she refused help at first.
Mm-hmm.
Then she did want to get help because of the pain. It was too late. So I guess this is a good time to encourage anyone who might find themselves. And I'm a woman, and like you say, men also are not exempt. And so whenever there's a lump or anything out of the way, it's best to try and get treatment as early as possible.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a very, very traumatic. And as you say about your grandmother, and I'm sorry about that as well,
mm-hmm.
but my sister also experienced emotional turmoil because, you know, it takes a toll. The stress alone, beside the medication and everything, the stress alone, knowing what you're going through, mm-hmm. and having to deal with denial at first, and then having to deal with the reality of it, the onslaught of it, and the fear of what's coming and everything. It really does take a toll on you and on the entire family. So I just want to say thank you very much. God bless you. Always enjoy your show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. 323-623-2325-4316. Do I really say it that fast? 325-4259. And I say it every day. Like, you realize you could literally get one number per day and put it in your smartphone and just save it as I'm going to call Levin's show, all right? 323-622-325-4316, 325-4259. You can call me on any one of those numbers. You can text me on 422-4796. Text right here says, good morning, Mr. Miller. I lost my only sister to aggressive breast cancer several years ago. Very traumatic. Do you have a cell number? I can send you something on WhatsApp. It's better at all. It's always better to get me on Facebook. I have about 1,500 people that try to message me on WhatsApp every hour of the day. So sometimes I miss people, not because I'm playing important, but simply because I miss people. But if you message me on Facebook, my name is Levon. You can find me on Facebook, and people can tell you I monitor my own social media. Like, I don't have some little pixie girl in the back room answering my socials. No, like, you could literally, it's me, I promise you. All right. So that's Levon. You can follow me on Facebook. All right. And send it to me there. It's concerning another Christopher Columbus statue. No problem. Do you know what your Grammy's diet was like between 66 and 74? Hold on, let me tell you. If anybody know Florence Sucky Roll Scott, right? Sucky was her name because apparently in the olden days, there was a guy that used to go around working for the Registrar General's office, and he had challenges. And so sometimes he would leave and go to the family island. They would give him a bicycle. He would have a book and a pen to write your name down. And he would ride to the settlement and get the name of all the... This is my grandmother told me this story, by the way. The older one, not the one I'm talking about. He would ride through the settlement, and he would write your name down. And sometimes his challenges, you know, would trip him down. And so sometimes he would not get back the day that the boat was leaving. And by the time as the boat was ready to leave again, he would have lost the paper that he wrote your name down on. And so when he came back, he would only remember that Allenton had a son. So he said, well, if Allenton had a son, Allenton named Allenton, his wife named Patricia, they must have named the boy Allenton Jr. We never named this child Allenton Jr. We named him Alfonso, right? And so somehow my grandmother ended up with a middle name like Sucky. So her name was Florence Sucky Roll from Kemp's Bay Andres, right? And my grandmother didn't concern herself about diet. She was hypertensive and diabetic. And I remember she had a doctor when we were growing up. She had a doctor that used to kind of manage her care. And that doctor ended up having a stroke. And I remember that was her baton of honor. She always used to say, "Y'all around here watching what I eating?" Yeah, well, who was watching? And she used to cuss the doctor, right? And that was her get out of jail free card. Anytime you told her that she couldn't eat macaroni with potato salad and coleslaw and fried plantain and steamed chicken in tomato paste water with fried onions and maybe sometimes fried down okra. So maybe her diet had a lot to do with it. I'm not sure. But my grandmother wasn't very big on diet watching. It just wasn't something that she was into. Anyway, 323-6232. Let's go to break, Golly. 325-4316, 325-4259. I'm talking about breast cancer. It's a Ta-Ta Tuesday. I'm going to have Ta-Ta Tuesdays every Tuesday until the month of October is gone. Because, you know, I could say Tough Titty said the kitty when the milk ran dry. But if I tried to call them Titty Tuesdays, people would be offended. Don't move, though. It's Levin Miller. I'm on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It's a station for fresh news and smart talk. We'll be back after the break.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Other than skin cancer, breast cancer is the most common cancer in women. Breast cancer is also the second leading cause of cancer death in women, after lung cancer. Can you help? Yes, you can. You can encourage women to take steps to help lower their risk of developing breast cancer and help find it early when it might be easier to treat. You can also help connect women facing breast cancer to patient programs and services they might need throughout their treatment. We encourage you to share these messages during Breast Cancer Awareness Month and throughout the year. 2021 has been a powerful reminder that we are all in this together, and our choices and actions have the power to protect the most vulnerable among us in a big way. By working together, we can inspire hope and become a force for good and help create greater awareness during Breast Cancer Awareness Month. To participate in our upcoming supplement, be sure to contact Guardian Media's advertising department today or your account executive.
Hey, did you find the show interesting? Do you want to be a part of the conversation? Well, sponsor Unleashed today. Call 302-2304 or 302-2375 to see which package is right for you. Join Lavon Miller as he ignites the passion of the next generation by bridging the gap with engaging conversations and innovative ideas. Take action and sponsor Unleashed today at 302-2304 or 302-2375 and be unleashed.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back. Thank you for staying with me. It's Levin Miller. It's Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My numbers, they're 323-6232-325-4316 and 325-4259. So I was telling you about my weekend. Before I move on, though, let me say this. I also met some beautiful women over the weekend. Brittany Sands, such a delightful human being I met over the weekend. She says, I listen to your show every day, so I just wanted to say hello, Brittany. And also to the people, to the wonderful ladies that I met over there at Cole Thompson Pharmacy. Listen to me, it was a wonderful experience. They were so delightful. They were amazing people, so warm and welcoming. And the place was so nice, right? Like, it was just so nice and so modern. It's a wonderful little tuckaway right there on Bay Street somewhere, Cole Thompson. Just tell them that you came to say hello because you heard, you heard Levin talk about them on the show this morning. Yeah, but they also said that they listen to the show every day. So I wanted to say hello to them. Hello, ladies over there at Cole Thompson. And then to my neighbor. My neighbor was laid to rest. Well, not to my neighbor, but to his family. My neighbor was laid to rest on Saturday. My good neighbor. I got two good neighbors, right? Mr. Nabby and Mr. Smith. Well, I got three. And Mr. Lyons. They're my good, good, good neighbor. And then the Whimses are also my good neighbors. But, like, I have really good neighbors, right? Like, superly, duperly good neighbors. And so we laid my neighbor to rest today. And the Curtises, of course, I'm going to get in problems with this because then, of course, they're the Higgs of the road. But, we laid my neighbor to rest on Saturday. And so I just wanted to make sure that I, again, extend my condolences to their family on behalf of myself and my family. He was a great guy. He was a good, good, good man. And so we're all going to miss him, I assure you. Hopefully the pain somehow makes sense after a while. All right, so that's what I wanted to do before I forget it, because I don't want to forget it. But let me tell you what else I learned over the weekend. I learned over the weekend that a lot of the reason that people are suffering with breast cancer the way that they are suffering with breast cancer is because, contrary to popular belief, women don't necessarily go and get checked. And I don't understand it, because in the month of October, like, it costs $25. That even in a half a case of beer. If I could find a test that costs $25, I would do one every month. But apparently they don't cost $25 every month, but they cost $25 in the month of October. Plus, there are some places, I understand, I think the walk-in clinic is one. They could send me a check for this ad. But I understand that the walk-in clinic is also doing them, I think, for free during the month of October. And so, man, listen, let's carry these breasts to go get checked, because we need them here. I need them. You need them. We all need them. And so I want you all to make appointments, to go and have the mammograms done. I understand that it's uncomfortable. I mean, but hey, you know, so is childbirth. But isn't it a wonderful, magnificent thing after it's done? Isn't it just absolutely delightful after it's done? And so, you know, I know it's awkward at first, but go and get it done, right? And I also want to say, I'm very proud to say that during the last five-year term, I had the wonderful occasion of sitting at the board of NHI. There you have it. For all of you that think that I was anti the last administration, I happen to have sat on a board in the last administration. And we worked on a program that I think is going to pay great dividends to the Bahamian people over the next 100 years, or as long as the Commonwealth exists. And you can go annually to your physician, to your actual physician that we will assign to you, who will allow you to do full blood work panel screening that may, free of charge, detect things like a tendency to breast cancer, or a tendency to prostate cancer, or a tendency towards end-stage kidney disease, and things of the sort, right? So call NHI today. Maybe they, Ms. Christy Butler and them, could send me a check for this. They could get you signed up, all right? Because I see the government is saying that they're going to work towards the tertiary care, which is going to be great, because when they fund that, you're going to be able to do things like check for end-stage kidney disease, breast cancer, cervical cancer, you know, the big ones. And that's going to be an amazing thing. So we're talking about breast cancer. It's a Tata Tuesday. We're going to have Tata Tuesdays every day for the rest of the month of October. Let me read another one of these text messages, and I'll tell you some more about what I learned over the weekend. This one here says, good morning. I lost my mom at 55. Breast cancer. Grandmom has it now in her 90s, and an aunt has it now. Also, my great-grandfather had it in 1970. Wow, that's amazing. I didn't even know that it was that they were checking men that far back. So I also learned, outside of early detection, right, apparently a lot of women are afraid. And that doesn't make sense to me. Because, I mean, why would you be afraid to go and get it? It's going to kill you whether you know or not, right? So wouldn't it be better to know so that you can actually push back and kind of fight back and take the necessary steps? The other thing that they also pointed out was because the gene pool in the Bahamas is so small, right? Small island nation problems. Because the gene pool in the Bahamas is so small, Ali, here's what's happening. We are all somehow, as awkward as this sound, interconnected, right? Like we are all from the same set of people, apparently. And so there's this thing called the BRCA gene that, you know, doesn't really spread out very wide in the Bahamas because we live in such a small country with such a small group of people and we don't really marry foreign and that kind of stuff, right? Like Bahamians typically only marry Bahamians and we don't really care for nobody else, right? But the occasional Bahamian man and the Cuban woman or that kind of stuff. But because of that, that makes us like almost unavoidable to things like breast cancer. This stuff is scary to me. I don't know if it's scaring y'all. Like, and so, like, if you are a woman between the age of 20 and 50, you are probably a ticking time bomb waiting to be diagnosed with breast cancer. That's crazy. And there's also an interesting thing that many times people find themselves advocating against breast cancer, right? It has often been found that those same people end up finding themselves having to go through the battle themselves. And so, you know, there's a need to, I guess, create more support groups. There is a need to ensure that people are becoming more, not just aware, but more sensitive. Again, women believe that men aren't as sensitive to it. The truth is, and I feel like I could speak for a lot of men, we just don't know. We don't know. We are unaware. They don't teach us these things, right? And for what it's worth, I believe that if men did know, we would support women a whole lot more in this fight of breast cancer. And unlike prostate cancer, right? Like if you get your prostate cut out, you know, you may suffer from an ability to have erections, inability, but like that's something no one could see. Only people who are entered into your most holy of holies get to see that. But if you lose breasts, I mean, whether you do the names are all so technical, so I don't remember, whether you do a single mastectomy or a double mastectomy, right? There's a fancy scientific name for it. I don't remember it right now. Like, that is in your face and very prevalent, and there's no way to kind of get around it except you go to Dr. Mangalo and he stitch you back up real nice. And I also learned, did you know this, Ali? They could save your nipples. Yeah, like even if you cut your breasts off, as long as your nipples haven't been contaminated, they could actually save your nipples. So when Dr. Mangalo give you that wonderful 34 C-cup pair, you could actually put your old nipples back on. Isn't that amazing? That's amazing stuff. I mean, this is all fascinating to me. Let's take another phone call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Not there. 323-622-325-4316-325-4259. You can give me a call back, caller. You can text me on 422-4796. And I'm not making light of any of this stuff. Like, this was fascinating stuff to me. I didn't know that this was an actual thing. So apparently, when you have breast cancer, depending on where the stuff develops in the breast, sometimes you have the nipple is affected so badly they cannot save it. But if you don't have that challenge, right? Like they could suture the nipple off and then reconstruct the breast and give you back your same nipple so that I guess your breasts look the way they always would if you didn't lose them, if that makes sense. So that is also another wonderful thing that I learned on the weekend. And so I'm inviting everybody, everywhere, wherever you are, stop what you're doing today, make an appointment to any one of these clinics around you that are running the program. There's a sister association. Contact them. Find out how you could, you know, save yourself from having to go through this whole scourge of breast cancer in the Bahamas. Contact the walk-in clinic. Find out from them about their discounted test this month. Call the NHI. Find out how you can get yourself a physician. find out how quickly you can get on the panel, find out how quickly you can go and do a full blood work. People that have insurances, your insurance allows you one medical a year. Like, we have to start using this stuff, right? Other than that, all of us could be dead soon. And men are not immune to it, right? So I know you feel macho. I know you feel like your breast's supposed to be hard because you're a man, right? Well, no, you may want to go and get that checkered every now and again as well, all right? 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. You can text me on 4224796. I'm talking about breasts this morning. I'm giving people an opportunity to tell their stories. I've told you my story about my grandmother, my darling grandmother that I loved with all my heart, who is no longer with us because she lost her fight with breast cancer a couple of years back. But I'm telling you about my absolute interesting weekend around women who were talking about breasts and cancer and the way it affects them. And it is such an interesting thing. All right. Let's take another break, Ali. I'm going to the break. Don't move. It's Levin Miller. 323-623-2325-4316 when I get back.
Hello, I'm Jermaine Kemp, a patient care assistant at Sutherland Rehabilitation Center. I am one of many standing proudly on the front line of healthcare during the global COVID-19 pandemic, and I am vaccinated. I made the decision to get the AstraZeneca vaccine after attending information session to learn more about it. I felt it was important to ensure that I did not spread the COVID-19 to my family, friends, and most importantly, my patients. My patients depend on me for their care, and I consider it a privilege to serve. I invite you to join me in keeping our clients, colleagues, and community safe by choosing to be vaccinated. We can do this, Bahamas. Together, we can beat COVID-19 one vaccination at a time.
This message has been brought to you by the Public Hospitals Authority and the Sandilands Rehabilitation Center.
Hey, did you find the show interesting? Do you want to be a part of the conversation? Well, sponsor Unleashed today. Call 302-2304 or 302-2375 to see which package is right for you. Join Lavon Miller as he ignites the passion of the next generation by bridging the gap with engaging conversations and innovative ideas. Take action and sponsor Unleashed today at 302-2304 or 302-2375 and be unleashed.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Other than skin cancer, breast cancer is the most common cancer in women. Breast cancer is also the second leading cause of cancer death in women after lung cancer. Can you help? Yes, you can. You can encourage women to take steps to help lower their risk of developing breast cancer and help find it early, when it might be easier to treat. You can also help connect women facing breast cancer to patient programs and services they might need throughout their treatment. We encourage you to share these messages during Breast Cancer Awareness Month and throughout the year. 2021 has been a powerful reminder that we are all in this together, and our choices and actions have the power to protect the most vulnerable among us in a big way. By working together, we can inspire hope and become a force for good and help create greater awareness during Breast Cancer Awareness Month. To participate in our upcoming supplement, contact Guardian Media's advertising department or your account executive today.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back. Thank you for staying with me, Levin Miller. Final moments of the show. Let me get a couple of text messages in. You can text me on 422-4796. Or you can call me on 323-6232-325-4316-4325-4259. This one here says, good show, Mr. Miller. Your chant made me laugh. But on a side note, what you said is, if Bahamian ties or BRCA gene, whatever it is so close, then why isn't there a higher cancer rate with the royal family who marry mainly within their family? Is that true or folly? I don't know. People say that we have such a small gene pool in the Bahamas that, you know, it is almost difficult to not have the BRCA gene in the Bahamas because it's a thing among us and, you know, we don't kind of spread this out. So, you know, it just continues to recreate itself. This is what I, you know, understood from what I heard. But I will say this, there are diseases that are tied to, do you know there's something called interstitial lung disease? I learned this last year. Do you know that you get it for being black? Like literally, it's just a thing some black people develop. I guess, I don't know, maybe when we were slaves on the ship or something, we developed certain diseases that just targeted our genetic pool. Who knows? I don't know. So things like, you can go Google this, interstitial lung disease, they call it ISD. Is largely susceptible, black people are largely susceptible to it on the simple basis that they're black. So maybe that's why the royal family continues to keep their royal families so white, so that they don't have any of these black things popping up in their bloodline. And I say that as non-racially charged as possible, all right? Let's take this phone call. Good morning, caller, you're on.
Hey, Mr. Miller, what's up, my brother?
Hey, Duet.
Call as well. Mm-hmm. Mr. Miller, listen to me. I don't call talk shows to complain, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't. No need for the wit to complain in this country, you know, but I can complain this morning, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that Inland Revenue, National Insurance, why is it that when you call these places, Mr. Miller, please help me to understand, they put you to a voice note, a voicemail, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you go to the voicemail, then they play music. National Insurance, if you listen, I don't need to hear no Bahamian music. I listen to that every day.
Okay.
Why is it that all of these people are occupying these government departments and they're not answering the phone or giving you proper service, Mr. Miller? When is it going to change?
I don't know. We were talking about breasts, so I'm sure.
Every day is a new day, but the mentality of some of our people ain't going to never, ever change.
Okay. Okay, do it. I don't know. I was talking about something completely different, so I'm not sure what you're talking about.
It's true, then, because I hope the people at the National Insurance listening. Because the thing about Mr. Miller, you know, sometimes you know people. You don't want to go through. You know, you want to go through things the right way, like everybody,
mm-hmm.
right? I could get things done, but what I'm saying to you, customer service with National Insurance and Inland Revenue is poor. A capital P, capital O, capital X, O, and capital R.
Okay.
Have a good day, brother.
Appreciate it. All right, there you have it. That moment was brought to you by Duet. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. I kind of like how they do that, you know, like, you know, this is a broadcasting, what do they call it? A public broadcasting community service. Duet say, y'all, start doing some work by NIB, all right? There you have it. This one just says, great show as usual. I'm 100% sure you don't love breasts. This one says titties. I tell you, you can't say that on the radio because that would be considered inappropriate. Unless, of course, you say, tough titties said the kitty when the milk run dry. Any other way to use the word, I think people find offensive. Great show as usual. See why it's good to procreate with... What? What is some of... Y'all are wild. But there are some of us that, like... So there are some of us that don't typically like going outside of the Bahamian genre of woman. Because you have to admit, that is a very specific genre. And some of us kind of like, it soothes the palate, the Bahamian woman, that is. This year says, Miller, tell DeWitt it's a new day. Oh, Lord. DeWitt, it's a new day. Are you aware of gene silencing and editing? Also, cancer was modified by crossing viruses, and it was called the SV40. This sound like 52 texting me. Meaning, what is this? Simian, which is apes or primates, that was done at Fort Detrick. No, I didn't know any of that stuff. But what does that change? Like, should you, because it was a modified something that someone created at a lab somewhere, it's now affecting human beings, and the only way, there's no way to beat, I mean, to cure it, but some of the ways to help in the fight is early detection, early treatment, right? And a solid support system. That's what they tell me when I've been to the thing on the weekend, right? And I thought that this was so important. I'm actually going to just talk about it every Tuesday in the month of October. So I want you to go tell all your friends, particularly the females, people with breasts, right? Because some men have them. That we're going to talk about it. Because I want to hear about y'all's stories. Because I was completely unaware and thought that it was happening to a small group of people, only to learn that 9 out of 10 women are affected either indirectly or directly by breast cancer. That is crazy. Text writer here says, so, man, of course. I can't read that out loud, but of course, yes. So Bahamian men have a propensity toward Bahamian women. Where do you people get this stuff from? Bahamian men have a propensity toward Bahamian women, obviously. And I don't know if Bahamian women are allowed to date foreign men, because then we look down our noses at them, right? Like, isn't that a thing? Like, if you marry foreign, he better be European or Canadian, maybe. But we don't really let you get away with marrying nobody else. Like, we even ain't want you to marry an American around here. And I really ain't sure if we letting you get away with Canadian. Like, you might could slip a Canadian in here or there. There was a time that Bahamian women could have married fellas from South Africa, but we ain't really fooling with that too much either. We kind of less like to marry one another. That's the Bahamian thing. That's what we just do. We just, you know, if you're from Andres, you marry one girl from Elutra, and as far as you know, that far enough. If you're from Iguana, you know, you marry a girl from Cat Island, and that far enough. If you're from Cat Island, you marry a, well, you marry a girl from Nassau. Cat Island people like to marry Cat Island people. I found that. That's the thing with them. They like to say, I's a full breed Cat Island, man pa. That's a Cat Island thing. I don't, it's kind of weird, right? I don't know what's going on with that. Man pa, my ma from Artistan and my pa from T-Bay. I's a full breed Cat Island man. They like to say that kind of crazy stuff. I don't know, that's kind of, you know, it's kind of really close. I don't get, the place isn't that big. But anyway, so outside of Cat Island, but on a serious note, ladies, gentlemen, men, women, boys, girls, whomever, start doing things like going to see your doctor every January. Start doing things like letting them do a full panel blood test on you so that we can detect things in your blood system, like the possibility to develop breast cancer, so that you at 25 don't have your breasts dropping off, because we love your breasts, so we want them to be here. And make sure that you're able to have a physician. And I'm telling you, and people are going to say, oh, you sound like somebody who has means. No, I don't. Sign up for the NHI. They will get you tested. It's as simple as that. In the month of October, find these little sister program things and go to them and let them get you tested. And when people like the walk-in clinic, them have stuff, go to them and get, because we want you to be here for as long as humanly possible. And the entire time that you are here, we want you to have your tatas. All right? Let me read one more text message. This one here says, good morning, Mr. Miller. I read that already. This one here says, great show, Mr. Miller. My mom died of breast cancer, and I pray I don't want to go through that again. It was hard, and I miss her. And see, that is the kind of thing. Like, cancer is apparently, breast cancer particularly, is apparently leaving this gaping hole of people that we love. And so we've been very concerned over the last 7-8 months about things like COVID and the Delta variant and all kind of variant around this place, right? But, you know, apparently breast cancer is affecting us at a 90% rate, either directly or indirectly. And because I care about you, because I care about breasts, I care about breasts because breasts care about me. Make sure we go get them checked out. All right? And you could do home, Ali, the part I like the most is they say you could do home testing. So if you're unsure, right? If you're unsure if you feel something strange, you know, let someone else feel it to see if it feels strange, right? And I like to volunteer. So make sure, do some home testing. Make sure you know what they're supposed to feel like. You know, go to the doctor. Ask the doc. This normal? Yes. So now you know what normal feel like. And every day you just feel them to see if they still feel normal. And sometimes, you know, you say, hey, feel these. These feel normal? Yeah, they still feel normal. And then annually you go and do your blood work. All right? So that's my show. Thank you so much for staying with me. It's I'm Levin Miller. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. They're your station for fresh news and smart talk. Don't move. They've got the news. That happens next.